Billy Slater, the legend, the man from Channel 9. I'm so happy to have you on today because the Brisbane Broncos won a game of footy.
Didn't they, Brini? Wasn't it a timely win? If ever a team needed 2 points, it was the Broncos this week. And they showed some good signs like they did last week, but it's their errors that are letting them down, and although they might get away with it against the Bulldogs, who are running last, they'll have to tidy that up this week if they're going to beat the West Tigers. But yeah, it's going to be a happy week at Red Hill, and it'll be certainly organic and not have to manufacture that fun this week.
Yeah, well, it's amazing what a win can do, Billy, because the emailers to 4BC Breakfast have been very quiet today about the Broncos. In previous weeks, it's been a bagathon. Now, I've got to ask you about David Fifita. We know he's a rare talent, but he's very young. He's not a playmaker. He's a back rower. He's been offered the $1.25 million a year for 5 years from the Titans. What would you do, Billy Slater?
Yeah, that's not his fault. His performances have sort of demanded that sort of money, and the position that some clubs are in, they feel that they've got to go out and get some talent. But I don't know if I'd be paying that sort of money for a guy that's not going to influence others around him. He's certainly going to play well, but you look at a Luke Keary and a Cameron Smith, they make everyone play well. But for David, I'd be revolving my decision around where I want to get to in my career. In 15 years' time, I want to look back and what sort of player did I become? So I'd be looking for a club that's going to develop me, players around me that are going to make me better players, a better player. And the other thing, I've heard reports, Brini, that it's only a one-year deal. Now, I'd be advising against that because this circus is just going to start up in 4 months' time again for the signature of David Fifita the following year.
Yeah, there's some blue with a manager or something. Anyway, that's why there's talk of cut the manager out or something. Hey, I've got to ask you this question. Okay. We know Melbourne's good. We know the Roosters are good. We know their pedigree. Are Parramatta and Penrith, who are 1 and 2 on the ladder, are they the real deal?
Well, I've been reserving my judgment with these two, and they sit 1 and 2 on the ladder. So they've had good starts to the season. I think Parramatta are a tough team. They've been there before, and then they've fallen off the cliff. But they're doing it without Mitchell Moses, their star number 7 at the moment. So that's really good signs for them. And to be honest, I think Penrith can win the comp. I really do. I love the way that they're playing. They've got a very talented young roster led by Nathan Cleary, and everyone just knows their job. They're playing expansive football. They're moving it around and scoring plenty of points. I think Trent Barrett has got a lot to do with that. So I think they're the real deal this year, the Penrith Panthers.
Righty-o. Billy Slater, Maroons legend, Channel 9's finest. We'll watch you on the broadcast this coming weekend. Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Brini.